This is the precious victory banner. Victory banner. So they come together. So the precious victory banner, the subtitle is Be Victorious Over the Enemy of Your Delusions. So the precious knot is apply great effort to attain enlightenment. The precious victory banner is be victorious over the enemy of your delusions. So the victory banner symbolizes an uncommon quality of Buddha's abandonment. So the precious knot symbolizes an uncommon quality of Buddha's realization. The victory banner symbolizes uncommon quality of Buddha's abandonment. So this is attainment, this is abandonment. What Buddha has attained, what Buddha has abandoned, they're uncommon qualities that only Buddhas possess. So what has Buddha abandoned? His abandonment of delusions and mistaken appearance. So you may know that we have two obstructions to enlightenment. The delusion obstructions or delusion obstructions and the obstructions to omniscience, which is the imprints of delusions. So we're being encouraged, be victorious over the enemy of delusions. And Buddha has accomplished the abandonment, the complete abandonment of delusions and mistaken appearance. So if we gain this attainment and this abandonment, we are a Buddha. So we all have within our heart Buddha nature or Buddha seed. And if we practice the path of compassion and wisdom, we can attain the attainment of the uncommon quality of Buddha's realization, omniscient wisdom, and we can attain an uncommon quality of Buddha's abandonment, the abandonment of delusions and mistaken appearance. So there are many ways we can answer this question, but if we were to say, what's the difference between a sentient being, a living being, sentient being, and a Buddha, we can say that a sentient being possesses mistaken appearance and an enlightened being does not. So it's because Buddhas see everything as they really are. We don't. Things appear to us to exist separate from the mind perceiving them. This is mistaken appearance. There are no such things. There is nothing existing separate from the mind perceiving things. So our idea that we are here and everything is there, that's mistaken appearance. That things, the temple, each other, the microphone, the table, appears to exist in and of itself there, separate from the mind perceiving it, is mistaken appearance. Nothing exists in that way. So Buddhas see things as they really are, which means they have no mistaken appearance, which is why they are completely trustworthy, reliable objects of refuge. So these two together, attainment and abandonment, the uncommon quality of Buddha's realization, omniscient wisdom, and the uncommon quality of Buddha's abandonment, abandoning all delusions and mistaken appearance, Geshe-la says, together, so these come together, that this is enlightenment, these uncommon qualities together. Together, the knot of eternity and the victory banner indicate, so teach us, indicate, through gaining the Dharma jewel, the realizations of the stages of the path to enlightenment, we will attain these two uncommon qualities of Buddha that these symbols represent, the realization of omniscient wisdom and the abandonment of delusions and mistaken appearance. So we attain Buddhahood and we're able to benefit each and every living being every day.